something off the request line from Liberty Island.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Coleman?
We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Ghostbusters Radio Live.
Welcome to Ghostbusters Radio Live. Thank you. Bobby Brown is here. Wow.
Such an honor.
Here's the question. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Back.
I wanted to make a joke about that, but I don't. Probably just shouldn't. Probably should just leave the Bobby Brown stuff alone.
Yeah. Let's stop.
All right.
I don't even know if we. I thought he got canceled, but we're here. We're doing Bobby Brown. We're good. Bobby Brown's great. He's on tour right now. You know, he does.
Hi,
everybody. Yeah. I talked to somebody recently, went to the Bobby Brown show. He does On Our Own live, but he does not do this song.
Man, On Our Own. That's cool, though.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Is he doing. Do you know if maybe he's going to be doing Epcot?
Dude,
the summer concert series.
Craig and I were talking. We were listening to radio, I think, like 2 days ago, and like reminiscing about how that was like one of our favorite shows.
Hold on, you got to tell people what people don't know what radio is.
Sorry, I was having a conversation with Jacob.
No,
also, hi everyone.
The radio.
We're Ray Parker Jr.'s old band, Radio, RAYDIO. If you want to look them up,
yeah,
we got to see them in Epcot, and that was awesome.
And Ray Parker Jr., we'll have to bust out that video. We'll put it on our Instagram on our countdown to Ghostbusters Day, where we're posting memories from the last 7 years. Ray Parker Jr. doing a rendition of Ghostbusters where he goes into It's a Small World in the middle of it.
Yep.
I almost said All the Small Things. That's not what he did.
I can see that.
But anyways, hey, Jake, if you can, will your microphone go up a little bit? It seems a little low. Yeah, just a touch.
I can turn it up. Is that better?
Much better. Hey,
it's a little better.
Hey.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. We'll say hi to the chat here in a few. We'll have our special guest, Tom Henry, joining us in a little bit. Let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show, Ghostbusters Radio Live, part of the YHS podcast universe. Busy times, man. Ghostbusters Day is coming up. We got a new movie being filmed right now. They got to be like halfway done or more at this point. It's been since March, right?
Hold on. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I want to talk about Beetlejuice 2 being filmed right now, also in London.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We could touch on that. That's part of the. Somebody I saw a post today said the only way Beetlejuice 2 should open, the opening scene should be him finally getting his number called.
I like that. I can see that.
He's been in the waiting room for 30 years.
35 years, yeah.
Well, I saw that he's married now.
Yeah, he's going to get a wife.
Yeah.
I'm nervous there's going to be too much Beetlejuice.
I'm nervous that, what if the story is that Beetlejuice, they're having marital problems and like he goes on a journey
that
of self-discovery.
Awful.
No.
We know legacy sequels can be tough. Sometimes you get an afterlife. Sometimes you got to face the music. Hey-o.
Oh.
You like what I did there? Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
I'm pretty good, dude. I'm excited about this ramp up to Ghostbusters. I've been going through my archives looking for photos and behind the scenes videos and stuff that maybe we've never shared before from our like 6 year Ghostbuster journey that we've weirdly been on together. So it's been fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I love going through. I was going through a bunch of old memories today, scrolling through my phone. Jacob, you inspired me. And there's, you know, we've done a lot of cool stuff. Obviously, Dragon Con, going through all those PKE Surge pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun times.
Yeah.
So, we'll stay tuned to YHS social media at YHS Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, all that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be posting stuff every day. Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I've been looking forward to this all day and yesterday. It's what we started talking about was Ghostbusters, and now to be continuing talking about it and having a new movie is just, it feels right. It's like where we're supposed to be. And I'm so excited. I feel that, Jacob, you were sending us those photos. I was looking at them and I'm just getting so pumped. Like, I want to do a new suit.
New suit.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back into it. So
okay.
Excited. Yeah.
You're reclaiming your fandom.
Yeah.
Okay. I never left. Whoa, is that a Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed water tumbler?
Absolutely is.
Dang.
I was at the party.
Let's go ahead and say hi to the chat. We appreciate you guys being here live. Obviously, if you're here live or if you're watching afterwards, make sure you hit the like button here on YouTube. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button. Or if you're on the podcast feed, why don't you go ahead and head over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Hey, it's so easy to do. Even a baby could do it. It's like a baby's toy. Wrong movie. Back to the Future. Okay. I was thinking that was a Ghostbusters quote, but no quotes. Can we stop?
Yeah. See, let's see
you're the
you
one
can.
Doing them.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
your
but
fault.
I'm not happy about it at all. Like I said, later on, Tom Henry for the Ghostbusters Containment Unit is going to join us. We're going to have some fun discussion about the modern state of Ghostbusters autograph collecting and all the cool stuff they got going on over there. Mm-hmm. But now, let's say hi to the chat joining us. Jim is here. Derek Hoover, Cobb Webb, John, Yerkeba, Part 4, AJ Quick. Here we go. J. Rod, Tony Taylor, Stephen Lawrence, Mr. Michael T., Toy Geekosaurus, lots of people joining us already. They're filing in still, so we appreciate mm-hmm. y'all being here. I feel like a couple things have happened since we last did Ghostbusters Radio Live. And here's the deal. So I think we have to acknowledge that there were some set pictures leaked, but we're not going to go into detail. If you're here, you probably saw them because, well, Jake,
they're everywhere.
They were everywhere. Sometimes that stuff is not avoidable. It wasn't too spoilery, but, you know, just be careful. If you're trying to stay 100% spoiler free, you might need to unfollow some of the Facebook groups and stuff. But you're never going to see spoiler stuff from us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We're only going to talk about
official things, stuff yeah. that's officially released from Sony or from Ghostbusters or
right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it's kind of important to like, we're going to do a lot of speculation.
Well, it's called integrity.
Integrity.
We've got integrity here. I would be lying if I said it didn't, you know, it gets me excited because like, just like last time, if you remember when they filmed Afterlife, it's pretty secluded out there in you know, Calgary and all that. And like now they're in London or in and around London. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen anything. We haven't really heard anything. It seems like most of the filming there is happening in like a studio facility. So there just hasn't been much. So to get those little morsels, I don't want to say I wasn't excited because I was excited.
I wonder if filming in a country you know, far away from here.
Bro, yeah.
They said, you know what? Fuck this. We will rebuild the firehouse in a closed off space so you weirdos cannot show up here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that a part of it, you think?
Well,
a little bit of just like people showing up on set, taking pictures and leaking the Ecto-1 riding around town. I mean, still going to happen, but. Yeah.
You can have way more secrecy over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And I don't think like, you know, when they were first going to do filming over there, I think a lot of people immediately assumed like, oh, they're going to film over there. They're going to substitute, you know, shots in London for New York. They do that in movies all the time. It doesn't seem like any exterior stuff. It feels like everything they're doing.
They're all inside. Yeah. They're in a building. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as Jake pointed out a couple of weeks ago, that's how movies are made. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's
what they do. Yeah, Home Alone was shot inside of what, like a public school?
It was.
Hey, gymnasium. I found out this has nothing to do with the show. A couple years ago we went to Colorado and we stayed in the hotel that was inspired The Shining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then like in Oregon, there is another hotel that the outside of the hotel was filmed for exterior shots for The Shining.
Right.
But you know, the inside, everything you're seeing in The Shining is a set.
Right.
But what I found out is that there is a hotel somewhere, I think in Upper California.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they based the inside off of. And I found pictures of somebody walking around on the inside of this hotel with, like, you know, they did that thing where they held pictures up from the movie.
Right.
And it's identical to the set they built. It was the set was based on a different hotel that you can also go stay at.
Oh, okay. That's so cool. I was thinking after The Shining, somebody built a hotel and modeled it after. Okay.
No, like when you're building a set and you're creating, you have to look at other things to base it off of. And that's what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go.
That sounds really cool. Exactly. I don't know it's about on that.
List. It's we on have the to list. Stay at the other. There's three Shining hotels, one down, two to go.
How many Ghostbusters hotels are there?
One?
I think just one.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mercado is not something you can visit.
One, and we need to stay there.
We need to stay there.
Yeah, definitely.
So here's the thing. You want to see three maniacs looking for a staircase, follow YHS around the Sedgwick or whatever that place is called. What's the real thing called? I don't even remember.
It's the
Biltmore.
The Biltmore.
Millennium Biltmore is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that Millennium Biltmore is, I think, here.
Okay.
None of it matters. What we're saying is we love hotels. You know what? I like room service too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I like old hotels in particular. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. We'll go there. I like seeing filming locations. That would be kind of trippy. Do they have the carpet or is it?
Well, I think that carpet, that part was kind of made up for the movie, but like the hall where he's throwing the ball, you know, where the whole stop swinging that bat scene, like that room is exact. The lobby is exact. Like you, a lot of the rooms look exactly the same, but I think the carpet from The Shining was specific to the movie.
Gotcha. Mm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And as Tony Taylor points out, we are the number one hotel podcast.
Yeah. I used to work in a hotel. I love that.
Hey, we've stayed in a lot of them.
We've stayed in a lot of hotels. Let's talk about Ghostbusters Day. So we are less than a month from GB Day, which is June 8th. You know, we always, it's been kind of crazy the last couple of years because I think forever, I remember the Ghostbusters days of like 2017, 2018, 2019, you know, where it was just kind of like, maybe they'll announce something, man. We're going to get a movie. There's got to be an animated series. These days, it kind of feels like, especially with a movie being filmed, you might, I don't know, anticipate some exciting stuff. I know there's some fan stuff going on that we're going to talk about, but let's talk about what we think the timeline's going to be. Abby, what do you think for Ghostbusters Day this year? Do we think, is there going to be, I think it's, listen.
I'm expecting some packages of some sort, like a video package.
Okay.
At the very least, something to celebrate. Maybe from the cast as they're filming, just saying hi.
Like some behind the scenes stuff, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be neat.
Yeah. See that. They announced last year that there was going to be like an Ecto Fest annually, but it doesn't seem like that's probably going to happen this year.
It looks
year.
Like we only did one. Yeah.
But for good reason. Like, I mean, they're
they're in another country. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you be surprised though, if 3 days before Ghostbusters Day, we get wind that there's an event.
Oh my God. It's on the
I
Sony
lot. I would
not
be surprised, but I wouldn't like that.
You would go though.
I would go. Sure.
Yeah, I need to be. I need a good deal of time.
The smaller amount of time you have, the more fun it is. I think that's what they think anyway.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, less time you have to plan, the more.
Well,
fun
we
you'll
planned
have.
Ghostbusters Fan Fest for like 7 months. So.
Yeah.
they didn't.
Hey, Wizard World is
no
longer
involved.
Yeah, it's
on Wizard World. It's not on.
Come on, man.
Right.
Come on, man.
Ghostcore.
Michael T, got to be a title reveal.
Yeah.
Maybe. That makes sense.
Maybe, but also we didn't get the Afterlife title reveal.
I'm thinking maybe a date.
Like a date change?
Maybe a date if the date's going to change, yeah.
We didn't get the Afterlife title till the first trailer. Remember that?
And we didn't get Answer the Call till the movie was already out.
Like it was 6 years ago.
I'm sorry, I'm being a dick.
She said we didn't get the Answer the Call title till the movie was over.
Hey, that's also true.
Yeah, it's
true. We were at the premiere when we found out what that movie was called.
J-Rod says, I live an hour away from the Timberline Lodge in Oregon. You guys should come check it out. Did I say it wrong?
Timberline?
I mean, that's how it's spelled.
I know, but it's the Timberline Lodge.
J-Rod, we're going to need a fact check on Oregon pronunciation.
We're not very good at being the number one hotel podcast right now.
Young hoteliers.
You don't even know what the Shining Hotel is called.
Podcast. Come on.
I know hotels.
Tony Taylor says at least
the Embassy Suites.
TARP type teaser. I think we're definitely going to get some sort of video package of some sort. Something from set. Everybody knows they're filming, and everybody knows also that they've kind of set a precedent on Ghostbusters Day. There's going to be announcements and stuff. So
there might also be announcements about the animated series or the comics, or there might be stuff that's not even related to the movie, which would be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that, I don't want to get, we do this every year where you start really, you get your hopes up for teaser trailers and all that, but there is precedence for that. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but, I'm sure we'll find out, on Ghostbusters Day.
You're not supposed to know beforehand. Mm-hmm. Find out on the day, and that's it.
And then
be grateful. Yeah, there was times where we had nothing on Ghostbusters Day.
Yeah, it was like 1990 through 2015. Holy shit, it was a long time. Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Ghostbusters are doing an event, not on Ghostbusters Day, but they're doing it at the Firehouse that Saturday, June 10th. And they did it last year, I think, or the year before. And I think that it's really cool. I want to talk about it because they're putting a lot of work into it to make it a big thing. So let me share my screen real quick. I kind of want to try to go, to be honest. Like it sounds really awesome. Oh, let me actually share the right page here. Hold on. So it's at the Firehouse in New York. It is a fan event, but it's like they got a lot of cool stuff going on. So one of the things that was really enticing, could you guys see the screen? Remember see that?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Let me scroll all the way down. They've got a live performance of Saving the Day by the Alessi Brothers.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool. I would really like to see that. I think that's a really cool thing they're doing.
Song rules. I'd love to see it performed live.
It's the best song from the first soundtrack.
That song gets me pumped up more than any song.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that part.
Ooh, yeah.
I love it. But do these guys still play? Like they don't.
I think they do.
Okay. I wonder what the setup
is. An older photo?
Well, it's definitely an older photo.
What?
She said, do we think that's an older photo? Yeah.
Yes.
I think
that's the only picture I've ever seen.
Well, hold on. If you go to their website, I've watched videos of, like, you could go to YouTube and watch videos of them performing the song. It's okay. Great. And if you go to their website, they do sell a CD that's like 15 tracks, all just different versions of Saving the Day. And they will sign it. And I've been wanting to order it forever, and I just never have.
Yeah.
But that sounds awesome to me.
Oh, Dan's here. Dan, you got to let us know if I want to know more detail. Dan, the part of the Buffalo Ghostbusters. I want to know what the setup's going to be. Are they going to be like,
are they just going to be in the street in front of the fire?
That's what I want to know. Like, are they going to be on a stage?
I'm just not gonna be
on top of the firehouse like the Beatles.
Oh, I don't think so, but that would roll.
People are like peering out the office buildings. What's going on down in Tribeca? That can't be the Alessi brothers.
The Alessi brothers are back together.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I hope they play Save of the Day like 6 times in a row.
Yeah.
They just do all the different versions that are on the CD. Yeah.
Well, that's what you want when you see
Ray. Karaoke version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you say Ray Parker, you kind of wish he would just play Ghostbusters 4 or 5 times. But
yeah.
Until you hear Radio, and then you just want to hear the hits.
Which is Ghostbusters.
Which is Ghostbusters. It. So, and they've got a lot, I'd recommend you go to the Buffalo Ghostbusters Facebook page for all the details. But they got a lot. They've got shirts. We got a thermal mug pin set, which is very cool. Nice. I want those. And then we've got, they're doing an Ecto contest, which is going to plug here. They're going to have 3 Ectos parked at the firehouse, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then Eldo Reyes is going to be there as well.
That's awesome.
Look at that. He's going to be right there.
So cool.
Do you think that's an older picture, though?
Shut up. God damn it. I'm never going to hear the end of this. But no, that they rule. That's a cool character. So great.
All right. That's amazing. Yeah. I love the
enthusiasm.
I think it's going to be a really fun event. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it, but I know we're going to be, resharing all the pictures and stuff. Because, this is a really fun thing. I think this is awesome. Mm-hmm. So congrats on them for putting it all together. Dan says, no stage, but we'll have the two of them probably off to the left of the entrance of the firehouse. That is so cool.
That's going to be an awesome night.
That's going to be fucking great. If you're a Ghostbusters fan in that area, you got to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for more on that. And then this guy reached out. I should plug what he said here. He took the time to email. This guy, email, Jason. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got an email. Can you believe it? This guy, Jason.
Reitman?
Jason Reitman emailed me. And he said, Craig.
Stop.
This guy, Jason, reached out and said, he is getting married at the firehouse that day.
Oh,
on Ghostbusters.
That's
Day,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah, he said him and his fiance met. They took a road trip to the firehouse. And now they're getting married. And he's trying to get his Ecto there. So he said, hey, can you post the link to go vote for my Ecto? I said, sure, why not?
Yeah.
You'll be who we root for. So I'll post the link in the chat. It's a Facebook link. I think all you have to do is like the picture. He's getting married. Get his Ecto there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to be like he gets married and then everyone goes, why isn't your Ecto there?
Yeah.
Where's your car?
See your wife, but where's your car?
Dan's going to be like, oh, God, this guy's trying to get an unfair advantage. He's taking it to the GB Radio Live.
This is not fair. It's cheating, technically. So,
So very cool. Congrats to them on putting out an awesome event. And we hope you guys can make it out. There's shirts. There's Eldo Reyes. And it's all for charity, too, which is the cool thing. It's fucking awesome.
That's so awesome.
Good job. Good job, everybody. Jacob, anything else on Ghostbusters Day?
No, I'm just excited, to see what's going to happen. I feel like things are really chill right now. We don't really know much about this movie. And that's fine. But
it's a good thing, yeah.
I think we're going to see... We're going to know more on Ghostbusters Day, and whatever it is, it will be exciting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dan. Yeah. Thank you. No, absolutely. I don't know. We'll see. I'd like to. I want to be in New York anytime, but especially if the Alessi brothers are playing.
Can we move there?
Let's do that.
I'm trying to think how could I don't know. Saving the day.
Somebody got a box for rent.
Yeah. Does anybody have some sort of Tupperware we could sleep in?
Yeah.
Because we can't afford to live.
That's all I can afford in New York.
So listen, guys, here's the deal. We are about to bring on our good friend Tom. Let me tell you about Tom a little bit, okay? Tom Henry is co-chief, co-president, co-author. I don't think he's an author. But he should be. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. Of the Ghostbusters Containment Unit, him and Matt Sanders have been running it. If you're a Ghostbusters fan, you probably know about it. They do all these amazing autograph signings with various Ghostbusters cast and crew. And he's extremely knowledgeable about the autograph collecting industry. Obviously, autograph collecting is a big part of our fandom. And he's also doing some really cool stuff with Ghostbusters toys. And I said, you know what, Tom, you got to come on Ghostbusters Radio Live. So let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Tom Henry. Let me see if I press this button. What happens? Oh, my God.
Whoa.
It worked.
Yeah. My friends.
What did you do?
Tom, how are you, man?
What's up, dude?
Hey, it's been too long.
Yeah.
Jacob,
yeah.
Abigail, yeah. Gregory, it's nice to see you. How are you guys?
Yeah, you too, man.
Doing well.
Doing well, man. Your background looks good. Setup looks good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had to match Jake's energy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's so, good.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the lighting, though.
Well That's matched.
Very nice.
Neither do I.
Yeah, well, Walmart. You know, we're trying. We're trying. Tom, thank you for joining us. I'm trying to think when we – I guess we haven't been – together in like the flesh in person. Well, I guess it was the only time we were ever together.
Yeah, was at the was, premiere, New York, right?
Was at New York Comic-Con. New York Comic Con. Oh, and then
the premiere.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you were there for Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
You were one of the chosen ones. Now,
yeah,
you flew across the country on a hope and a prayer that you see the movie.
Yeah, there were some rumors, and it seemed like some information had leaked that supported that. And, you know, it only happens once. We only got Ghostbusters 3 one time, right?
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. We only talked about it maybe happening every day right. of our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's kind of cool. We haven't really gotten to talk to a lot of other people who were there in this kind of forum. And just going back a little bit, what was your nerve level going into the panel? Like, take me back. I know how I felt.
We were all shaking. I don't really remember it. Like, I remember Jake and Abby, and I remember talking to you, but I don't really remember much of that line going into it.
Right.
And I just remember, you know, when the screen came up, and as soon as we knew what was in that opening, we can talk Afterlife spoilers, right, at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah, yeah.
When we realized we were seeing Living Egon, it's like I started to cry and shake, like convulse in my chair. It was nuts. I didn't expect that. And I think that every joke and every beat landed exactly. But the thing that I will take with me to my grave that I still think about and well up about was the way that when Jason said, my dad and I want to show you the movie now, and the way that Ivan reacted. He was like, it was like,
he freaked out. So yeah.
Dude,
yeah. Let's show that's it.
Full Hulk mode.
Jumped out of his chair. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
You know, I often, not to get too serious or poignant on this Ghostbusters talk show or podcast, whatever the fuck this is. I often think about how Ivan spent the last months of his life just traveling the world and touring this movie with Jason. It's just very, I don't know, interesting, sad, but also like kind of wonderful too. Like it's just a unique thing.
Yeah, so. It's a legacy to have left. It's really cool.
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, so that was great. And then the premiere was also great, but more chill, right? Like we could take a deep breath. Well, kind of more chill.
I don't think I was taking any deep breaths. I was pretty stressed. I was in the front of the pen.
Hold on.
Okay. Murray was in front of us. Like, it was nuts.
Let's talk about this real quick. Because, Tom, I've been meaning to talk about this for a while with you. You gave me this incredible gift. One of an absolutely meaningful, special gift, which was, and I'll just put it out there. Enough time has passed. You gave me the gift of eternal life, which I couldn't believe you even had on.
You're welcome.
No. So I got that going for me. No, you gave me this signed 8x10 from Harold Ramis. Mm-hmm. And we were in the autograph fan pen area. And you looked at me and you said, you're going to get Dan and Bill to sign this as well tonight. And I've been meaning to tell you for several years, that did not happen.
No. Yeah. No, I probably jinxed us, you know, trying to give you goodwill. Not to toot a horn, but I completed one of those similar images in my life. And even though Bill Murray is Bill Murray, you know, having him sign that and complete it was very satisfying. And it was, as a Ghostbusters fan, it was like, oh my God, like I just completed something amazing. But Bill, he notoriously doesn't sign at premieres. Dan, he came over, but I think you had other stuff you were busy with. But Bill, that didn't shock me. I think he'll do it now, maybe, because he did at Ant-Man.
He signed at Ant-Man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he seems to be a little kinder these days. I think he got a bit of a wake-up call.
Okay, interesting.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
And now the stress begins. Everybody's like, well, what are we getting signed? What's going on?
You know, Jake, we were talking earlier about going through old photos before FanFest.
Yeah.
There's a picture. I don't know if it's on our Instagram or if maybe I saw it on your Facebook. I don't even remember you buying a Ghostbusters 2 one sheet. And yeah, you owned that.
Yeah, I do. I bought it. Well, listen, I bought it before FanFest.
Right.
My plan was to try to get it signed at FanFest. But just the way things were going, you know, it was like a one autograph per thing. You couldn't get multiple. You weren't supposed to be allowed to get multiple autographs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They were told it was one a person.
Meanwhile, Ernie Hudson's signing for people who walked in off the street.
But. Yeah. But the Ghostbusters 2 one sheet was going to be my second item because I wanted something that just everybody, that was generically Ghostbusters
right.
that everybody could sign. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I still do have a Ghostbusters 2 one sheet rolled up in a tube somewhere.
Yeah, it's great.
Con was a notorious shit show in the con community outside of Ghostbusters. It's like one of the worst cons of all time, the way that was organized.
Yeah. We know. We paid for it.
Yeah. I always feel bad because I know the organizers, you know, I know it's this weird thing. It's like it was cool for Sony to do it on the lot. And I think Ghost Corp, you know, they did what they could, but like you're depending on Wizard World, who professionally runs conventions, to execute it the way, you know, in a I don't know, to do it
to professionally
well,
run
to a professionally convention. Run a convention. Yeah. It was tough. But we had, you know, we had fun. Just stressful.
Good memories.
I went through that shoe line.
Yeah.
Put him in the shoe,
though. We're going to have to do a bonus episode just on that one day.
So we can talk shit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, Tom, talk a little bit about what you guys have going on. I think everybody here, if you don't know what the containment unit is, you guys do private signings. You're specifically focused on Ghostbusters. You guys launched in what, 2020? 2019? Like, it's been going on four or 5 years now. You've done amazing signings. Ernie Hudson, Paul Rudd.
So many signings. We're over like 40 signings over the years, and it goes from the cartoon to all the movies. And what we've been doing over the past few years is the crew who worked on the ghost shop in the original Ghostbusters was a group of people who worked for a company called Boss Film. And there's a really, really great photo of everybody who worked on it. We've been working on having all the individuals from behind the scenes sign that. So our trip this summer, or it's right around Ghostbusters Day, actually. So it's how we're celebrating Ghostbusters Day. But it's largely focused on that. But that being said, we announced a pretty major name a few days ago who's going to be signing for us from the original film, which is William Atherton, Walter Peck himself. So very excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the now this is your first signing with Bill Atherton, huh?
It is, yeah. I know his manager a little bit. We worked together a few years ago. And so we've had this one kind of in our back pocket for a while.
Cool.
You know, we did last summer a trip, did five or six signings. We're doing the same thing this year. So we have nine, I think it is, signings teed up for June.
Beautiful. And for those of you who don't have things to sign in, the way it works is you guys provide high quality 8x10s and photos to choose from. So I was going to scroll through.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great. That's
so there's a couple I'm really, really happy with here. So on top of William Atherton, we had the legendary Richard Edlund, Academy Award winner. He was the director of all special effects for Ghostbusters. He worked on Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark. We've also got John Bruno. He was the Ghost Shop supervisor. For the last 34 years, John Bruno has spent his career working with James Cameron on all of his films, including Avatar and Titanic.
Nice.
We've also got Hank Mayo. I think you guys would appreciate Hank Mayo. I was trying to peek in the background there, but all those Hardy advertisements, those drawings of Slimer from GB2, the art cards from GB2, that's Hank.
Oh, cool.
So we have Hank Mayo doing a signing. Camilla Henneman, she did the costuming. She did the fat suits for the Scolari brothers and Slimer. She did the prison jumpsuits. She did Janosch's outfit. And then, of course, the beloved Robin Shelby. We have Mark Brian Wilson as well. So it's a crazy.
How are you guys going to do all this in like 3 days?
We're going to go full week, actually.
Okay, good.
That's how you'll do it.
It's going to the whole state. Mark Siegel is one of our signers as well, and he's up north. So doing a lot. And there might be one more. We're working on something, but we'll see if it'll firm up in time. We're done.
Well, cool. I got a lot of really good photos of William Atherton from FanFest. If you need more pictures for people to get signed,
I'm going to ask him about that.
He was a happy camper that day. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's natural for a human being to be just to stand for 3 hours while people come in and take pictures with me. I'm against it.
To think he was in character.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yes.
I just hope we get to see him. Again, someday. Moving on. Actually, here's a fun thing. Next week on YHS, we'll have actor Anders Holm. He's joining us. He's a huge Ghostbusters fan. He was on the show Workaholics. William Atherton played his dad on an episode.
Oh.
If you remember.
What a unique connection.
I don't.
Well, Jake doesn't, but he will. You will. Well, Tom, that's great, man. Aren't slowing down anytime soon, huh?
No, it's just to make them feasible. You know, Matt and I both live outside of California at this point. So we just have to do them grouped, you know, to make it make sense economically or financially. So we're going to look to do, you know, get back to Afterlife and Firehouse once they're done shooting. A lot of those folks are shooting right now. So McKenna did a con over in Germany, which we were really jealous about. We want some McKenna autograph love here in the States. So we're going to see what we can do about setting that up.
Yeah, I saw those pictures.
Yeah, I was going to bring some of those up because it looked like the German or the We Are Ghostbusters Germany had a heck of a time with the Ghostbusters cast. Finn, yeah. I feel like it's kind of a big deal, like Finn and McKenna and Logan all doing a con together. It's kind of a first.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, they all share the same rep for conventions and such. So, you know, it was, I guess the writing was on the wall. I was surprised that Celeste didn't join them.
I don't think Celeste O'Connor cares about signing this shit. Like,
yeah, but you know, you got the other three there. Maybe they
some money.
Yeah, I was about to say there's some money in
there. Some money in there. Let those Ghostbusters fans give you some of that money. Tom, real quick, let me. I was going to share. If you guys haven't seen, go to We Are Ghostbusters Germany, and you can see a lot of the goings on at that convention. Logan Kim. He's 10
Friend
feet
of the
tall.
Podcast.
He's 10 feet tall now.
Yeah.
He is now 36 years old.
He filmed Afterlife when he was 6, and now he's 50 years old. Kids are growing up fast. Finn, look at that.
Yeah.
Finn Wolfhard is a big deal.
Yeah.
And now he's part of this franchise, apparently. He's got the badge.
He is. I saw an awesome tweet using that photo, and it was because when we did the signing with Finn, I had him hold one of our badges.
Uh-huh.
And so it went viral on Finn Wolfhard fan accounts from Teeny Boppers because he had these highlights in his hair.
Yeah.
And somebody cut that together with ours, and they tagged Germany, but not us.
Interesting.
Wow.
That happened to us when we
called
when
them
we,
out.
When we had McKenna Grace on the podcast, we definitely got looped up into the world of McKenna Grace.
Even I got some of that
fan Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you guys can keep following us. We're mostly going to be talking about, you know, gremlins and stuff and toys and all stuff. Mm-hmm. Tom, what's going on in the world of autograph collecting post COVID? I know it was kind of like shut down for a couple years. Is it back in full swing?
Yeah, for the most part, the cons are getting back there.
Yeah,
there's some cons that have surprisingly big names. We're seeing like I think Jeremy Renner's doing a show again, and we're seeing some of the Marvel names come back out, which is really cool. Private signings are stronger than they've ever been. And I have a bit of a tale about street graphing, if you'd like. That's back as well, which is where you go in person and try to get somebody at an event.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Street graphing.
It's like marketnet.com.
Yeah. And so it's autographers or graphers, as they're called. They're the folks who hit Mark Hamill in the head. If you saw that on TMZ with boards and stuff, it's chaos. It's the dregs of humanity, but I do it sometimes, but I'm not like that.
Well, is it mostly dealers?
Mostly dealers. Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks. Sure.
Yeah. But there's fans. Like I go as a fan. I always have.
Right.
But I've seen somebody literally slide over the hood of Mel Gibson's car to try to get him when he was getting in the passenger side. Like it gets chaotic, but I flew down. I got
that was me. I was trying to get my signs poster signed.
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't get it. But
it's a good movie.
I had tickets for the Picard thing, the Picard finale, and in LA did a live a live Q&A, not during our screening, by the way, but they did a live Q&A at the theater. So we were trying to get Patrick Stewart because he no longer does conventions, but he will sign in person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's plenty of people out there doing it. COVID isn't slowing anybody down. A few of the other cast members did sign. Sir Patrick did sign, not for me, but he did sign. So I think that's a good sign for events and street grappling. And I know premieres you know, are pretty good as well. So I think it's back.
Cool.
That's cool. I understand that, like the rush of it and kind of the gamble. Do you get it or not?
Right, yeah. Right. And it's also like, it's kind of a thing now. Like, it's really bad in WWE where like these get, they're all getting stalked at the airport and stuff. Mm-hmm. And guys are showing up.
Something happens.
They're showing up with like 50 Funko Pops for Rey Mysterio to sign. And he's just like, fuck off.
Yeah. But there's people who do it.
Right.
Like, who you can show up at the airport and have 50 Funko Pops and they will do that. And then it encourages that behavior.
Right. We don't like that. We don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
We all collect Ghostbusters autographs. Bill Murray seems to, I mean, obviously Harold Ramis is like the Holy Grail. He did sign a lot, but obviously he's passed on. And as the years go on, it gets harder and harder to find an authentic Harold autograph. Bill Murray, what is the rap? What is the full rap on Murray? Because there's a lot of Bill Murray signatures out there, but he's hard, but he's also very available. Cause he's very out in public more than like other people.
Bill's also really hit or miss, you know, like he did a play in the early 2000s. I think it was actually with Sigourney Weaver in New York and he signed his mail there, but like, he seems to sign a lot outside the US. Like he signed in the UK, he signed in Scotland. He signed, I think, in Spain when he was in a movie over there. You can get him. It just depends on his mood. It's very much based on that. I know somebody who got him outside the concert he did in San Luis Obispo. Nice as could be. I got him inside of the VIP meet and greet. Completely different Bill. You can get him. And you just have to have somebody or yourself. You have to be in front of him. That's step one. And then if you can't be in front of him, find somebody who you can pay, I guess, to go to an event that he's going to be. And the odds are, though, that he's not going to sign. So you have to find somebody or you have to be willing to waste your time yourself in the event it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. It's so
a lot of risk involved,
right,
Jake? As we talk, what I'm monitoring Jake's. I've got a direct connection to his heart monitor over here. I feel the stress going because we were fortunate enough to get an item signed by that was signed by Bill Murray, but to have like a one-on-one, a photo or a handshake or a, it's like you don't really know what to say.
Yeah. What would you say? There's nothing you can say to him that he hasn't heard a million times, or there's nothing you could say where you probably don't come off as an idiot. it'd be cool to just get a picture with him at this point. Like, getting the autograph was almost like a big sigh of relief. And it was like, whoa, I have Bill Murray's autograph now.
Mm-hmm. I tried my best to present it to him in the best possible way, the most agreeable way. That would make him want to sign for me and understand that I'm a fan. And he was still the worst celebrity encounter I've ever had. Oof. But he signed it.
But he did sign it.
Why was it the worst? I want to know. What did he say? What happened?
You can tell the story, Tom. I mean, if whatever you're cool.
If you want,
He walks up. He's glad handing. He's nicely dressed. And I say, Mr. Murray, it's an honor to meet you. You did great tonight. I'm a big fan. And I said, I have something for you. And he said, what? And I said, I gave him one of GB fans' Herald pins. And I said, some fans made these and I thought you should have it. And he looked at it and he touched it and he looked and he goes, I'm going to see his daughter next week. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys keep in touch. And he said, yeah. And then he's like kind of looking around and I said, I know you're busy. And I said, Harold actually signed this photo for me and you're the only one I need on it. It would mean a great deal to me. Would you mind signing it? And he said, yeah, absolutely. Let me get back to you. And then he starts walking around. He goes to a table and he picked up two bottles of wine. He put one under each arm and then two glasses of wine. And he's walking around and we were supposed to have a photographer there and everything. It didn't happen. And then he's kind of like walking back by out toward the door. He's leaving, and he walks past me, and he's walking past me. I said, "Oh, Bill, before you go," I just kind of flagged him. I said, "Do you mind?" And he said, and that's when he flipped out. Yeah. You know, he's like, "Oh, you're elbowing me," and as if I was pushing him, and I was very respectful.
Yeah.
You know, he just, I think that he just doesn't get it. You know, he doesn't like signing, and I was trying to be as nice as I could be and as genuine as I could be, as respectful as I could be.
Right.
That said, the guy who got him outside the event minutes before me had a great experience, you know, right. And it's just based on his mood.
Right.
His mm-hmm. energy level, maybe, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think all, you know, all, we're all volatile. We all have ups and downs. Bill's a little, you know, he's older, but this was also, I actually think, how long was that? 7-8 years ago already, right?
Yeah, I think it was 17 or 18.
Jake,
not years ago.
How's your monitor now? Like,
I'm okay.
I mean, but
he didn't throw your phone off a roof or anything like
no,
that.
No, he didn't.
He's yeah. been known to do that.
That was one of our first episodes of YHS ever. Was we were covering the phone incident.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, I remember that.
Our take was that it would be an honor at the time. He's grown up now.
I think it's tough. I think he's probably chilled out a little bit. I kind of think coming back to the franchise and doing Afterlife was maybe more meaningful for him than he thought. You know, he was right there for all the promotion. He was doing all the shows and, but yeah, he did not come over to the fan pen at the,
I didn't expect him to, you know, did anybody expect Bill Murray to walk over to the fan?
No.
I didn't. It was just cool.
He's hugging Jason Reitman's mom and like,
yeah,
making yeah. same friends and family.
Yeah. You I hope. Mean,
yeah.
But, yeah.
John Jacoba says, my wife had dinner with Bill. He crashed a date she was on before she met me. It still blows my mind. She has the photo. See, that never happens to me. I'm never just eating dinner with Abby and Bill Murray walks in and just sits down.
It could happen.
Tom, let's if people want to find you, they can find the Containment Unit Facebook group. That's where you guys do all the signings and everything.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about TCU because what you're doing with action figures right now is really special and kind of unexpected. So yeah, where did this idea come from?
I appreciate you saying that. It's something that means a great deal to me. It's the most passionate I've been about a project a lifetime, and I love to make things. But about a year ago, I got really deep into collecting vintage Kenner Star Wars figures. Mm-hmm. You can see some of them maybe behind me. And it reinvigorated and it reawoke the toy collector in me. And I had been doing some 3D printing. And I quickly found out that there's a community of people who design missing Star Wars figures that were never made. And they either 3D print them or they customize them. Some even manufacture them. And you're able to fill in those holes. And I was like, that's really cool. And I quickly bought up everything. And then I found fans who were doing Spaceballs figures in the Kenner style, and it blew my mind. And I bought a couple, and it took a few months to get here. And then when it got here and it was in my hand, it made me realize I could do it. And since I was a kid, I always wanted movie Ghostbusters figures. Playing a Star Wars, I wanted movie versions. And so we designed, I hired a designer, Art Toy Chili. He's amazing, who designed Kenner style Ghostbusters figures, 3¾-inch. Based on the film, that are 3D printed, hand painted. And originally they were just for me, but I love them so much. And I showed them off to friends and such. And they're like, oh, these are great. So I decided to do a short run of them. People seem to enjoy them. They're fun. And I like them a lot.
Yeah, you were kind enough. You sent over a set of the prototype blue, or ours were pink slime Ghostbusters 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed. The quality is really great. There's never been 3¾ size Ghostbusters figures. Obviously, there's a Plasma Series Ecto-1 that's desperate for some dudes. What's the reception been like? Have people been
super into it? Great. Yeah, I mean, I think some people maybe had sticker shock at the price because they're $65 each. But that's for a handmade carded action figure.
Right.
Yeah.
And they take me a while to do. I look at some of the other fan made toys out there, whether it's what Tony's doing or what the Spaceballs folks are doing. And I think that, you know, people, the people who are interested understand that when there's something that takes this long to put together, you know, I can't charge $20 for it. I would be taking a loss. And I'm not trying to get rich by any means, but they take a long time, and I don't want to make a million of them. But yeah, people seem to like them, and you know, the style is definitely there. Orders have been great. I kind of exceeded what I thought we would. Not to say that we've gone gangbusters or anything, but I was surprised for the first time out the gate, and really excited. There you go. That's a cool thing to show off. That's
You brought it to the hotel.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah.
When I went down for Picard, I swung by, and we hit 400 followers on Instagram today. So this is a variant Ray sculpt that I had done. And cool. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with it yet, but I thought it was kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Wave
and then,
love
it. Yeah. You gotta have a couple variants. And then you were kind enough to, you sent me this Vapeman and slime carbonite.
Look, I
was bored and I had a scan of the Han Solo. It's the vintage Han and carbonite. And so I kind of made it work, and I was like, this make a cool keychain.
Oh no, this is amazing. One. We need another one. I need to buy another one off of these.
Yeah.
Several over here in different colors. There's a really hot pink one over there, actually. You know, it's fun to mess around and experiment. I have
this is going to be Bill at the next premiere. They're going to be wheeling them around in carbonite.
Yeah, man. But I appreciate you saying that about the quality. I'm a perfectionist, and I really spent a lot of time making sure the magnets were right, making sure the proton pack had the right amount of flexibility and give.
Yeah,
it's rubbery, and I want these things to last, which is why I use magnets, and nothing will snap in the joints.
I actually really like that. Yeah, it's really, they don't look like custom, you know, they look like high quality action figures. I don't have the pictures of the carded photos, but they, you know, it looks very much like an old school Star Wars figure.
And I should mention too, the prototypes that you saw the pictures of, those are all brush painted, hand painted. The production figures are airbrushed. So, you know, the paint jobs, it's just a little cleaner. Smoother. And then, exactly. And then the details like the eyes and stuff are done with the brush.
That's amazing.
Very cool.
I've got one more picture I wanted to.
Is this the one in the hotel? The other one in the hotel?
Yeah. Is this a reveal?
Yeah, this is a reveal.
Go for it.
So when you can pre-order your, so we pre-ordered Venkman already. He's done. Okay. Now we're pre-ordering Zetamore.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get the set of four figures. Until we hit the cap, you can get four figures. Okay. If you pre-order the set of four figures, you get a fifth figure that will be carded. Now this figure will be available loose, but you will get it carded if you order the set. And figure is, go for it.
Look at that.
Slimes Peter Venkman.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
He looks so sad. I love it.
He does, yeah. So
It's a good emotion
in the face. Yeah.
A new head sculpt. He's got a radio. That's going to be hand dripped green resin.
And it looks like, I mean, you know, we've been buying these, you know, Star Wars and Indiana Jones retros. Like, it fits right in. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Super 7 reaction figures and such. We really tried to, when Chili and I call him Chili, his name's Renato, but I call him Chili. When we were discussing this, I really wanted to marry Kenner and reaction. So what would Kenner have done in 1985?
Right.
1984, 85, when Ghostbusters came out. They would have looked like those later Star Wars figures, which have a little more detail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love really looking at this.
Yeah, me too. It's just great.
Elicits
a great feeling.
Yeah.
Now, did anybody watch you take these pictures in the middle of the hotel, in a working hotel?
Look,
getting down on the floor, putting a...
I was laying on my belly in the middle of the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a down in, you know, the lobby where they entered.
Yeah.
There's a ballroom, and inside that ballroom was like the Fireman's Foundation. And I'm laying like a beached whale on the tile here, taking photos of little dollies. And they definitely had some raised eyebrows.
That's fine.
Yeah, more power to you.
Yeah.
If people want to order these from you, what's the? Jake left.
We bored him to death.
I wonder what happened. I do wonder what happened. Did he get like raptured or something?
Probably not.
He'll be back.
Beamed up.
I think he's back. He's coming back now.
Okay. He's like, he's still here.
Gatekeeping.
Hi.
What happened?
You just disappeared. I thought you
kicked me out.
No.
No, now we're neighbors.
What did I say?
If people want to order these, what do they do? What do? I have to go order it.
Yeah, me too.
TCU Toys on Instagram. We're doing that right now. Just shoot me a DM over there. I've set up an Etsy store, but I don't want to do that until I have the carded figures. Cards are being printed right now. So until those arrive, they're not going to be on Etsy. So it's just by, Instagram, shoot me a DM and I'll make sure you get taken care of. Working on Bankman's right now. So we're pre-ordering Winston till the end of the month. Then 4 to 6 weeks later, it ships and we'll drop the next pre-order.
Are you like brainstorming future stuff?
I have the rest of 2023 and the first set for 2024 already planned out.
Awesome.
Dang.
There's another line as well. Can I tell somebody this? Because I've been dying to say what it's going to be.
You're well.
Yeah.
Sure. I think a lot of people are.
Okay. I'm doing the Three Amigos.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
Love that.
I have to tell somebody because I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite movies. Nothing's ever been done. So just
I hope you don't have any legal issues with Amigo Corps.
Oh.
The official production company of Three Amigos.
See, wow. You know that. Hey, have you ever been to that studio in LA when you guys have been to one around by chance?
Which one? Studio? Is it Culver City Studio?
I think it's no, it's not Culver. That's Sony, isn't it?
No, there's another. Doesn't matter. There's another studio called Culver City Studio. Yeah,
there's a part where they try to break into the movie studio in Three Amigos.
Right,
break back in and. That's still there, and it looks exactly the same.
Oh, cool. Shit.
So if you ever want to go see something, it's cool.
Dude, you could set it off on, like, obscure, like, reaction-style figures for, you know.
Yeah.
You Three Men and a Baby. Cop and a Half.
Or not.
Or don't. So, Tom, what else? Anything else getting you excited? What are you thinking about Firehouse before we're going to wrap up here in just a couple minutes. Are you... You were as hyped as anybody for Afterlife.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of satiated my need for Ghostbusters. And I hadn't really been thinking about Firehouse too much, although I saw something, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? That made me a little more excited just to see that stuff.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
But, you know, because it's real now. It's like, oh, they're actually making another Ghostbusters. And I really think that the direction that they set it up for, I think that's the way to go. But if this movie is like them locked, like Home Alone in the firehouse, I told you this, Craig, you thought I was crazy, but if it's like a bottle episode and they're stuck in the firehouse, then I'm the biggest fan of that movie, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I want to see,
I could see more firehouse. Yeah.
I want to see podcasts setting up traps.
Yeah. Right. Like here's the paint cans.
They're getting robbed.
But it's not paint cans. It's traps.
Traps,
like, yeah. He's got traps hanging from
the firehouse is being robbed by the Scolari brothers.
But no, just let it be the Wet Bandits.
Yeah, just
let it straight up be them.
Hey, Harry, we should knock over the Ghostbusters firehouse, be rich beyond our wildest dreams. yeah, I'm excited, man. We're gonna have so much fun, you know. They have not official, I think. We all, common sense tells us this movie's not coming out this year. We've all been watching movies for long enough to know if they're still filming a big budget sci-fi picture in May, it's probably not coming out in December. So we got a long ramp up and I'm excited, man. It's going to be great. And I'm glad that people like you are doing stuff for the fandom that's really exciting, like the autographs and the toys and everything.
Yeah.
And hey, if they push the movie, then we have a hell of a 40th anniversary year, right?
Whew. Next year is going to be wild.
Yeah.
FanFest 2.
Mm-hmm. Confirmed.
FanFest 2 confirmed.
Well, I appreciate you having me on and talking about our stuff. You know, thanks for always being supportive of our signings.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. We're reaching the end of the barrel for a couple of these movies. So I think, you know,
what happens when you run out of like what
you just start over? You just start doing over for the people who missed
Three Amigos.
Three Amigos signings. Yeah, right. No, I think it'll be those guys don't sign. It'll be Afterlife and Firehouse stuff.
I just saw Tom getting mad in his head. He's like, yeah, it would be nice to get Steve Martin to sign something. But
no. Nice.
Well, I don't know if Steve Martin or Martin Short are the ones that you got to worry about for three years.
Chevy Chase, too.
Yeah.
Man, He does an auto pen through the mail, which is where you put a paper under a machine and it signs.
Yeah.
And I emailed his wife. I talked to his wife. We spoke. And I said, will you please, can I pay you? We have him sign this photo signed by Steve Martin, Martin Short, if I send it to you. And she goes, absolutely. I send it. Comes back with the auto pen. There you go. This has been autograph collecting today with Tom.
Yes.
But he's doing cons now.
He is, yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I never thought Chevy Chase would be doing conventions. Yeah. Who's the least likely person to do a convention? Probably Bill.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
I don't foresee that happening.
No.
A lot of
broken phones.
Tom, pop quiz. Besides Bill Murray, who's the hardest signature to get of somebody alive from Ghostbusters right now?
Rick Moranis.
Oh, that's really
awesome. Bill's an easy one. Rick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, Rick might be harder than Bill right now.
Yeah, yeah, because Bill's out. What does Rick Moranis do?
You can't.
Sigourney Weaver, too, hasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, Sigourney. Yeah. I tweeted earlier. I said,
she was doing cons every now. She was for a while doing some cons, but that is so long ago, I feel like.
Yeah,
I think she's over it at this point. Because we've tried multiple times to get a signing. We know others who have as well. And she's just not taking any offers for anything. And she had a con that she had canceled that last year she did them. So hoping she'd reschedule, but
it's, Yeah. Cause she did a couple Aliens reunions and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Or you can go to Universal Studios and buy like a $3,000 signed Sigourney Weaver print.
Where they spelled her name wrong on the little marquee thing. Oh, yeah. Tell you what it is.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thing with the Ghostbusters autographs is everybody gets a little bit older. Not the new generation, but you know, Dan's not doing Crystal Head stuff anymore. At least
I wouldn't expect to see those come back.
He's still doing, you know, some Blues Brothers stuff here and there.
Yep. That might be our only chance.
Yeah, and that I have it on good authority that convention did try when Dan did the appearance at a convention with the other Belushi brother, and they did the concert. They did try to have a signing appearance, and there was no having it. So I wouldn't expect Dan to be any easier going forward either.
I don't think so. I will not be signing.
FanFest probably ruined him for signing.
Look,
you know, it was a stressful time for everybody. I think.
Well, I signed for an hour. we're gonna have to do a whole episode.
Let's do a Patreon episode where we just let loose all the weird stories from FanFest.
Yeah,
or just the whole week, not even just FanFest.
No, we'll have to do it like a like a documentary, like all the people that were there, like the Woodstock documentary. The
faces are blurred out.
Get Moby.
Why did Fred Durst start a riot at FanFest? Tom, before we let you go and end this shindig tonight, we appreciate everybody hanging out on a Thursday night. Is there anything else you want to plug or get off your chest?
No, thank you for having me. It's nice to catch up with you guys. Jake, absolutely. I still need to do that sleeve with you. So let's connect sometime in the next 34 years or something.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah,
I'll trade you for autographs.
Oh,
you will.
All right, good ones coming up.
Hopefully we'll catch up soon. Everybody wants to get in on those signings. I know they do. So go ahead and check out the group Ghostbusters Containment Unit. Check out TCU Toys on Instagram. And by the way, Matt gave me shit today. Matt messaged me. Well, I messaged him. Matt was like, "Oh, I see. I see how it is." I was like, "You can come on."
Look, Matt is 100% like the guy when it comes to autographs. Like, he is CEO of the Containment Unit. I'm like the COO. But when it comes to TCU Toys, that's a me thing.
That's
Matt. Matt loves the toys, but he's not. He's like, you have fun with your toys.
You've kept him out. You boxed him out. I see how it is.
I boxed him out. The truth is, Matt and I don't get along. We hate each
other. It's a real social network Facebook situation happening over there.
Real Zuckerberg situation. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up because I don't have much else to say. Obviously, Ghostbusters Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned to YHS for the latest developments. We will be covering things as they happen, and hopefully there'll be some, you know, fun stuff. Like I said, next week, tune in for a new episode of YHS. We've got Toy Anxiety every Tuesday on the Toy Anxiety channel. We do ask you guys, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, help us grow this YHS world here on YouTube as we get closer and closer to knowing more about Ghostbusters Firehouse. Any title predictions? You think it, there's no way they're going to call it Firehouse, right?
I hope not. No, I don't know. You know how I feel about the whole thing.
I know. I know.
Yeah. Just
call it Ghostbusters.
Stuck in the Firehouse.
Ghostbusters stuck
in the Firehouse. Bottle movie.
Ghostbusters 4 Lost in New York. There you go. Well, Tom, thank you for joining us. For Abigail Gardner and Jacob Walsh, you can join us every other Thursday for Ghostbusters Radio Live. And we have tons of content all the time. Mm-hmm. If you want even more, too including much. Bonus episodes, you can find us at patreon.com/yeshavesomepodcasts. It's the best way to support the channel if you like what we do. And we will see you next time. I'm going to play the music.
Oh, I like that. Do it.
Cool.
You're going to do it?
It feels good.
Yeah.
You like when I play the music?
Busting?
Yeah. That too.
Busting feels good. Look, you like this graphic I have up here and everything? This is great. Did Tom leave?
I think Tom left.
Oh, there he is.
We're not done
Tom's
yet.
Back.
All right, everybody. We will see you next time. Thank you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Ghostbusters Radio Live.
Oh, yeah.